proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
So Lindsay just had a little bit of an episode at her house.
Yeah.
Did you already have your daughter's lunch packed for school, or did Kyle make it this morning?
I packed it last night, put it in the fridge for him to just take out and go.
Yeah.
I typically do that. And she wants hot lunch today. And she knocked on my door for a solid 10 minutes when we were on the, just to tell me she's leaving her. Dad said she had to take her lunch because I already packed it.
Mm-hmm.
But she really wants hot lunch. She hadn't had hot lunch in a minute. So I said, the problem with the hot lunch is that she doesn't eat it and it's $8.
Okay. So what did you tell her?
You can leave in the fridge and get hot lunch.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, after.
Oh, no.
I know. I didn't know Kyle had said that.
Oh, okay.
And so when I said that, he said, oh, okay, fine. I told her to take the lunch. And I was like, if we don't communicate, we normally say different things. And mm-hmm. then it's confusing. But if I know he said something, I always say that pretty much.
So because did you end up telling her to take the lunch?
Well, then he said, no, that's fine if we can save it. I said, we can, because it was just like a beef stick, cheese. It was stuff that doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, I've worked lunch enough to know in this past 2 months that she doesn't. Nobody eats the hot lunch very well. None of the kids. It's like, what do I say? Adultish lunch. Like, they don't eat it well. And I just waste money on it. So that's why I make sure I'm like, you better eat it.
What is today's lunch?
So today is decent. Hot turkey sandwich. Hot, I don't know what that means. I guess grilled, whatever. Chips and fruit. Fine.
Chips and fruit.
The days that are like weird stuff. She's like, no, I want to try it. I'm like, no, this isn't like an experimental thing. Like one day was like Chinese day. They had sweet and sour chicken, fried rice, egg rolls. She's like, I just want to try it. I'm like, it's not the right time because I'm just wasting money.
Wow. I wish I could go there for $8 and eat lunch.
Yeah. And then one day was like, smoked brisket. Like, she's not going to eat that. Like, I don't know why they're making that.
I thought your kids ate grown-up food. Like, what was that? They ordered meatloaf that night at that event that we had. They sat there and ate meatloaf and broccoli.
And then one of them got salmon, I think. Yeah. They do. I just, some stuff that the school makes, I'm not sure if they like it. And I don't know. One time my mom was working lunch and she ended up, what was it? She got something. I think it was like pulled pork, mac and cheese, cornbread, baked beans, whatever. She barely touched it. My mom was like, don't be buying hot lunch that's weird like that for her. I mean, it'd be great for us, but.
Yeah. Sounds good.
But I do have to remember it goes to high school. The school goes to 12th grade. So they do make stuff that they're going to like too. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you remember when President Obama was in office and Michelle was in charge of the school lunch programs and, you know, making them healthier and all that. It was a disaster, an absolute disaster. They were throwing away most of the food, you know, cause they made them take these vegetables and whatever else that
quinoa
people don't. Yeah. Quinoa. What's the leafy vegetable that everybody was trending on?
Kale.
Kale. Yeah. Ugh. And, one of the ladies that used to be, our friend, was working lunch at the elementary school one day and they had to have apples. So even if a kid said, I don't want an apple, they made them take the apples.
Wasteful.
So the kids weren't eating them. And, so the lady said, well, look, if you don't want your apples, then just leave them on the table and I'll take them and give them to my horses. And, the school said that she could not do that. That was not allowed. And if the kids didn't eat their apples, they just had to throw them away.
That's terrible.
Because of the federal regulation or whatever.
I do not like that.
My God.
So just, symbolism over substance, just to say, we're now serving fresh vegetables at fresh fruit at every meal in the school lunch program. You know, even though they would just throw it away, still, this is what we're serving.
Man,
I can't stand that. I can't stand that. Mm-hmm. Think about how much was wasted.
Yeah. I'm thinking about an $8 school lunch. What was it? What did lunch cost for you guys when you were kids?
$1.25.
Is that what it was?
I bought a lunch ticket every Monday, and it had five spots on it for each day of the week. And it was, I want to say $3.
For five lunches?
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
And our school lunches were good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told y'all, we got gumbo every Friday.
Yeah, that's legit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it wasn't a dollar. Maybe it was $2.25. It was cheap, though.
Yeah.
I remember it being cheap.
Yeah, so $8 is enough money to go, you better be sure you like it before I just, yeah, like you said, an experiment with Chinese food and egg rolls.
That's the thing. And you have to put the money on this card that they, you know, it's like it's like a credit card type thing. But I'm always getting a notification because they can actually go through and get juices or dessert, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting notifications. You need to replenish. I'm like, I'm giving you like $50 a week. What are we doing here?
Not to mention, I pay an expensive tuition for these kids to go to this school. Why is lunch not included? You can't even include lunch in that with all the tuition money.
There is one school that we were thinking about. We were teetering between, and lunch is included there. But the tuition's like $12,000 more a year. So it's like, are we paying for it? Like, I don't know.
at least this place gives you an option.
Yeah. 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 True. Wow. She normally does pack though. Mm-hmm. I would say. But like tomorrow's pizza, she's going to want that every Friday's pizza day.
Yeah. Have you ever had the pizza?
I haven't. And I haven't even seen it.
So you don't know whether it's square or not.
I'm working lunch tomorrow, so I'll let you know, because we had square.
Yes.
Did you have square?
Rectangular shape, yeah.
Again, a big pan. I guess they just like cut it in square.
Yeah.
Did y'all have fiestada? Corn.
Mm-hmm.
I kid you not, on their lunch menu every Friday is pizza and corn. Mm-hmm. What is the deal with that?
I don't know. They got to have a vegetable, and because they don't really need a vegetable, because pizza is a balanced meal. It's got the bread, it's got the vegetable and the sauce, it's got the dairy, you know, it's the whole thing.
And the protein if you got some meat on
it. Yeah. But yeah, they just assume, well, we got to have some kind of a vegetable. Corn? And they say, well, what goes with pizza? Only thing I can think of is corn. Really?
Like a salad would suffice. Yeah. Corn?
Uh-huh.
If I ate pizza and corn for lunch, I would not make it to dinner. My stomach would be inside out.
You never had corn with your pizza?
Of course, yeah, but that was like with my kid's stomach. Like I could probably, you know, eat rocks and be fine. But if I did that now, it would put me down.
But I mean, how many times have you gone out to eat pizza or ordered pizza delivered to your house and you're eating and going, you know what? This is just not the same without corn.
You know what? The corn would taste so good with this. But even the smell of the corn and the pizza, I'll never forget it. Like walking into the lunchroom.
And then I never could figure out the rotation of when the corn was going to have little red spots in it, little peppers in it. Pimentos actually is what it is, red bell pepper. Or when it was just going to be plain corn.
Yeah.
I wonder what determined that. And then did they ever give y'all Mexican cornbread with your lunch at school?
No.
Yeah, we would have Mexican cornbread some days, and it was hot. I mean, it had jalapenos in it.
Dang, what? That's legit though.
Yeah, but I mean, you're talking about little Louisiana people.
Yeah.
They can handle a gut bomb.
They're like, this ain't hot.
Mm-hmm. More corn over here, please.
More corn. Yeah. And Mexican corn.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Mexican cornbread had Mexican corn in it. So, and jalapenos, and it was hot.
What were the toilets like in Louisiana back then?
Well, they were all outdoors.
No. People were blowing them up.
Oh man. And they, and I never understood why they put the corn in the little round hole of the tray. You're eating with a fork. I mean, how are you going to get the every kernel out of there if you did eat the corn
every time?
Oh, and I forgot, y'all came up at a time, you know, when you could have a beverage other than milk.
Yeah.
Every, if you had a drink with lunch at school, you had a choice, white milk or chocolate milk. And that was it. You couldn't, you, they didn't have tea. They didn't have Coke. They didn't have water.
But that, okay. But in elementary school, that was only our choice until we got to like older school. I think tea was a choice.
Yeah. We got a salad bar my senior year, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. There wasn't any, you know, like
taco bar
or, yeah, or no ordering food delivered to the school. They would have, even if that would have been available, they wouldn't have allowed it.
We couldn't even leave. A lot of schools could leave.
Yeah. It was crazy. But you know what? Nobody ran around bitching about it. You know, oh man, I got to eat this school lunch today. Cause you could bring your own lunch.
Yeah.
Nobody did though. Nobody. Not even the rich kids did it.
I like the school lunch.
Yeah. I mean, ours was great.
Yeah.
Didn't.
Ours wasn't, but I still didn't mind it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what the chocolate cake that they made in the school lunchroom was so good that every woman in town tried to get the recipe for it.
And my lunch ladies were like, hell no. They ain't giving our recipes.
My best friend's mom and her twin sister both worked in the cafeteria at the high school. And, I don't know that my mom ever, my mom wasn't, you know, like a Susie homemaker. You know, she wasn't looking for recipes and stuff like that. She was like, I got to get in there and cook something. You know, I'm tired from work, you know? But now that I'm thinking about it, I should try to get that recipe from his mama today.
Yes.
Cause it was so good. The best chocolate cake I've ever had came from the school cafeteria.
Wow. You got to get that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before something happens. I mean, you got to get that.
before his mama passes, you got to get it.
Yeah.
Before hurricane season really takes its toll. Get that recipe.
Get
somebody,
it.
Somebody said that the secret ingredient to it was coffee grounds.
Okay.
That may have been a bunch of bullshit though. I don't know.
I've heard that happening though, so that could be true.
Yeah, I'm going to call him today.
Please do.
He's going to say, I haven't heard from you in months. And you, what? You want my mama's chocolate cake recipe? Okay. Yeah, I'll get that right to you.
Yeah.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. Get the latest Extra Funny episode at TJRiggins.com, all major podcast platforms, and on YouTube. Thank you for joining us. In 3, 2, 1. This is TJ and Riggins.
Eric Javits is the sponsor of Lindsay Look. Eric Javits is my go-to for summer hats, fall hats, shoes, and handbags. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 20%.